Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs.
So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs. Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
It's part of a scenario that Moody's says will create 19 million jobs.
Yeah, that's your dream scenario.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
What's happening in Michigan today could be what's happening in other states tomorrow. And so it's on all of us to recognize we can squash where we're seeing hot spots. It's in everyone's best interest.
The answer to that is to really close things down, to go back to our basics, to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down.
Could be 1 month, could be 2 months,
3 months,
could be
4 months.
I see that happening. Yes.
8 months.
That's a realistic timeline.
When will this nightmare end?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Or maybe, Governor Whitmer, the solution should be to go to the Texas model or the Florida model. And since things are working out a lot better in Florida and Texas than they are in Michigan or Massachusetts or New York, maybe that's the way to go. Anyway. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. is 844-500-4242. Can you cover how to text into the Curly Show? The same way you text into this show. The same way you got the you asked me the question on the Howie Carr Show. That's how you text in. The big news story today, at least on CNN and MSNBC, is there's more peaceful protesting going on, and this time it's in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which is about 10 miles north of Minneapolis. And yesterday, a guy that had a warrant out on him, a black 20-year-old, was shot by a police officer as he tried to flee. And it turns out now at a press conference that just took place about an hour ago in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, that the woman police officer who killed him actually thought she was firing a taser at him. She picked up the wrong gun and shot this guy. His name is Duante Watson, and Dante Watson. Dante, it's spelled D-U-A-N-T-E.
Is it?
Right?
I thought it was D-A-U. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right. There's a U in there where normally there wouldn't be a U. Let me put it that way. Anyway, Dante Watson. And so the police chief was very forthcoming today at his press conference. He admitted that that's what had happened, that it was a mistake, and it was a terrible incident. The guy had a warrant out on his arrest, and you can see the usual stuff going on social media that you see all the time. But he wasn't deserving of being shot, let's put it that way. But so you knew immediately, as soon as you heard the story, you knew what was going to happen. And it did happen last night. The community in Brooklyn Center, I don't know if they had reinforcements from the Twin Cities just south of Brooklyn Center, but they conducted a massive looting expedition, and they took out just a bunch of stores. And I wrote down all the stores just because I knew you probably wouldn't see them anywhere else. I just looked at all the tweets that were out there, and some people were, you know, getting a few here and there, and their pictures of them burning down. And so what happened is, before I even read you the list of all the, it's going to take a while to read the list. There's about 20 names. And they're all, ironically, they're all these chain stores like you get in a strip mall. And I dare say that a lot of the establishments that were burned down belong or are franchised by these groups that were talking about the need to do away with election integrity over the weekend. So it's rather ironic. They got their wish. They're just moving to a lawless society, and this is what happens. But anyway, We have with us the Brooklyn Center Chief of Police, Tim Gannon, and he explains what happened. And let's start with cut 25.
As I watched the video and listened to the officer's commands, it is my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet. This appears to me, from what I viewed and the officer's reaction in distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright.
So, and here's the actual sound from the officer when she's reporting in, when she fires, and she sounds surprised that he slumps over, that he's shot. Cut 24. Body. This is body. That wasn't too good. Sorry about that. I thought it was better than that. But anyway.
Yeah, it was recorded off of TV. But, I mean, it's quite clear. She announces that she's going to deploy a taser, and she accidentally pulls out her service weapon, which you can see in the video, and she fires one shot into Mr. Wright's side.
Okay, and that's what, and I guess that's what killed him.
And she shows immediate regret, or so it appears, that she pulled out a gun instead of a taser.
Yeah. But here's the thing that really amazes me is that Officer Gannon, or Chief Gannon, at the press conference, which he was a very, very decent guy, very, very articulate, and he seemed to be telling the truth. But so he called what happened afterwards a riot. And I don't see how you can look at the video and say it's anything but a riot. But guess what? We're back to those wonderful years of late spring and early summer when it was everything was a peaceful riot. And listen to these reporters go after him when he calls it a riot. Cut 26.
What was your decision to issue a dispersal order while they were peacefully protesting in front of the police station? What led to you to issue a dispersal order, and then on the back end of that 10-minute dispersal order, then to issue out CO2 canisters and gas for the crowd?
So,
can you talk to us about that?
Just so everybody's clear, I was front and center at the protest, at the riot. We did not.
It was a riot.
Don't do that.
There was no riot.
There was. So, the officers that were putting themselves in harm's way were being pelted with frozen cans of pop. They were being belted with concrete blocks. And yes, we had our helmets on and we had other protective gear, but an officer was injured, hit in the head with a brick. That was a Hennepin County deputy. He was transported to the hospital. So we had to make decisions. We had to disperse the crowd because we can't allow our officers to be harmed.
So the guy was hit on the head. They're talking about now the police station, which they went after, as opposed to the strip mall, which was near. I don't know. There may have been multiple strip malls, given the number of places that were looted here. And again, he keeps going. He said he's committed to protecting peaceful protesters. I'm glad there's some pushback here. Finally, there's some pushback from the police about the fact that they're calling these things peaceful protests and they're not peaceful protests. Cut number 28.
Yes, I have a question.
Final question?
All right. Final question. So, police chief, we hear that you have committed to protecting this building, protecting the city tonight if there are protests. Will you commit to protecting protesters and the people of this city?
I am committed to protecting the peaceful protesters of the city every day.
Not yesterday.
Peaceful protesters.
Not yesterday? They have all this sound and video and tweets. Even the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the Red Tribune as they call it, one of the worst papers in America, had all kinds of video of what was going on here. And again, I'm sorry that Dante Watson is dead. You know, it's unfortunate, but that doesn't give you a license to loot. It doesn't. That's a fact. 844-500-4242. This is we'll be back with more, but I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content that I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. If you're just hanging around the house, there was a lot of rain in Palm Beach this weekend, and I wasn't going out. It's just a good way not to bother the mailroom manager or anybody else who stops by. Just put in those Raycon wireless earbuds.
It was a beautiful day up here on Saturday, Howie, and as promised, I got a lot of yard work done, and I used it. I used my time to listen to a lot of 1950s and 60s hits with my Raycon wireless earbuds, and it was great. I was in a period of bliss the entire time I was working in my yard.
I'm going through my Rolling Stones albums now of the early 70s. Now I'm up to Goat's Head Soup with some songs you can't even play on the radio. They couldn't even put the title on the album, but I could. They make for great listening. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And the best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's now offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
You know, Taylor, I had a poll question set up, but I think we have a better poll question here now that I think about it.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, will Chief
I'm not going to be able to give you any results right now.
Oh, I know. I understand. Will Chief Gannon be forced out of office for calling the riots riots?
That's a good poll question, and I'll get it up as soon as I can.
I think it's better than the other poll question.
But we should read the poll question we have right now.
For the listeners who took part in the poll question before.
Yep.
Put your home and car insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. That's a really great savings. Go to Gabby.com/Howie, Gabi.com/Howie. Taylor, what was the poll question, and what were the results?
The poll question was, who would you vote for in a Georgia Senate Republican primary, Herschel Walker or Doug Collins?
I like Doug Collins, but I think I'd vote for Herschel Walker because I think he'd have an easier time getting elected.
73% said Herschel Walker.
All right. He did a good job for Donald Trump, too, by the way. I'm going to read you some of the names of the places that were looted last night, or at least attacked. O'Reilly's Auto Store, Little Caesars, McDonald's, Family Dollar, GameStop, Target, Nike, TJ Maxx, Foot Locker, the Panda Express. Is that an anti-Asian hate crime to go after the Panda Express? I'm asking this.
What are you getting from a Little Caesars? Are you taking out their pizza oven? Those things weigh a ton.
I don't know. There was another one. There was a place called the Holiday.
$5 hot and ready pizzas?
There was a place called the Holiday Gas Station. I'm thinking, why would you go after the Holiday Gas Station unless you just want to set the place on fire? And but some car broke down when it was looting the Holiday Gas Station, and the owner fled. So they started looting the car, the looting vehicle at the Holiday Gas Station. I don't know. T-Mobile, Five Below, NY Men's Clothing Store, These are just a few of the places that were looted last night. And he's telling these the reporters are telling him, no, it's not looted. No, it's not looted. This wasn't looting going on last night. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's amazing that this is the way the reporters are acting.
Chief Gannon, he's been in that community for 27 years, and he was a police officer, I think, for 27, and the chief for 5, so I guess he's since moved out of the community. But he did say that this is some of the worst damage that he's ever seen in that city.
Make a short comment about what happened last night to our community, a community that I've been a part of for 27 years. I've seen some of the worst damage to this city I've ever seen in those years. Again, peaceful protesting, expressing yourself, we fully support that. But the ravaging of our businesses, the looting of our stores, the destruction to our pharmacies, we cannot tolerate that.
That's what you think, Chief Gannon. And incidentally, the reason he was stopped initially is he had an expired registration sticker on his car. Does this ring a bell? Does this ring a bell? We all thought that the Charlie Parker administration was making it up. I know I didn't. A lot of the people who read the Herald and the Globe thought he was making it up too, that this was the only state that was broken down, Massachusetts. But apparently he was telling the truth, that this company out of Shrewsbury has let the system fall apart across the country. More than half the states are don't have any way to run new registrations. So this is so many of the problems in the world go back to Massachusetts, and this is one of them. Again, Shrewsbury.
And another false narrative out there, Howie, about this case is that he was pulled over. Duante was pulled over because he had air fresheners hanging from his mirror. No, it was because he had an expired. I believe he was already pulled over to the side of the road because his air pressure light was on. That's what his mother said. Then the cops took notice that he had an expired registration sticker, and also took note that there were air fresheners hanging from his, rear visor, which I guess is against local ordinance. So,
oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Massachusetts, you're not supposed to have anything obstructing your view hanging from your rear view mirror either.
That's true, I guess. I just never thought about an air freshener. I think about other things in the car, but I'm sure he was thinking of other things as well. So this is the story. We're going to talk more about this. Let's take a couple of calls here. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Yes, I think a lot of this stuff that's going on now, which is pretty extreme, all the riots after each police incident, has a bit of a history. I'm thinking particularly, the 8 years of Obama and the massive letdown that, right, in the American black population.
There's another amazing story today about the founders of Black Lives Matter, and one of them has bought four high-end houses that are worth more than $1 million. She's been shopping for a house in the Bahamas that the real estate agent said is only bought by someone who has four or five houses already, Justin Timberlake or Tiger Woods. And this is the same group, Black Lives Matter, that donated. You know how much they donated to Black Lives Matter in St. Louis? $500. They raised $90 million, and they donated $500.
I can't wait to see that episode of House Hunters.
we'll get into that. Oh, and incidentally, it was in a real estate publication, and so Jason Whitlock, the black guy who's on Tucker Carlson all the time, he's really good. He's a black sports writer. He tweeted it out and said, this woman that founded Black Lives Matter, she just bought a house for over $1 million in Topanga Canyon, which census data shows is 1.4% black. She's with her own people now. Taylor, would you care to guess what happened to that tweet by Jason Whitlock?
Did it mysteriously disappear?
Well, you can't talk about private individuals like this. Woke private individuals like this.
To be fair, though, Howie, Twitter wasn't sure if it was Russian disinformation, so they had to take it down.
Either that or time-traveling hackers.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot be too safe.
It was so good to see it on the front page of the the New York Post yesterday, and they just picked it up. They picked it up from the real estate blog, but it's good. We'll get into that as well when we come back, and we have Grace's news ahead. Maybe we can talk some more about this when we return. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The texters are saying, I thought real estate transactions were public record. Well, they are. That's how they have them in all these states. She was buying all over. She bought in Georgia. She bought a night. She bought a place with a landing field for an airplane in Georgia. She bought three places in L.A. She had more places in L.A. than Kamala Harris.
And the guy in Whitlock, Howie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Whitlock, who posted the story, he was reposting it from her real estate blog. It wasn't like he was just coming up with something out of thin air. It was posted everywhere.
Right. And he has almost 500,000 followers. So it was going to get out. And you know, this happens at the same time this trial is going on in Minneapolis. The police officer who's charged with killing George Floyd, or George Kirby, as Nancy Pelosi calls him. And it's also at the same time that polls show that, you know, last spring when the peaceful protests were going on and they were shooting at cops on Tremont Street in Boston, among other things, they had a favorability rating nationally of 72%, and now it's down to like less than half of that. So, I mean, Twitter has just made a decision to protect the franchise, or one of the franchises, and one of the franchises is Black Lives Matter. And now the truth is coming out, and you know they have other problems too, Grace. They have there's a guy in Atlanta. He's a BLM leader. His name is Sir Major Page.
I think I saw this story.
M-A-E-J-O-R. He is accused of defrauding donors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations and using, quote, a substantial portion of the funds on personal expenses like buying a house and paying a prostitute. This stuff Grace, I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but the Know Nothing Party that hated Catholics in Massachusetts back in the 1840s, they had a committee on nunneries that was investigating it, and it turned out the committee on nunneries was using all of its state funds to buy hookers.
Oh,
history just goes around. It just it always repeats itself.
Yeah, and it brings me to what my poll question tomorrow, Howie, for the Grace Curley Show, not to give myself a plug here, but my poll question will be, what's the biggest scam? Who are the better scammers, Black Lives Matter or the Lincoln Project? It's tough. I think Black Lives Matter is dealing with more money. But
yeah, they are. Lincoln Project, though, really ran a sophisticated scam. They blew a dog whistle for every bust out allegedly Republican consultant, most of whom had severe ethical problems themselves, and all these people responded to the dog whistle. That is a good question.
BLM had better marketing too. There's nobody out there screaming Lincoln Project during a riot.
That is true, but
sorry, a peaceful protest.
I still want to say about the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson did promise us a movie like 4 years ago. And people donated, contributed on a GoFundMe or something for this movie that he's supposedly making. And I have yet to see it. I got my popcorn ready. I'm waiting on this film by Rick Wilson with bated breath, Howie.
617 says BLM stands for Buy Large Mansions.
That's pretty good. Howie, speaking of hypocrisy, though, I talked a little bit about this today, but I have to say this on your show because it gives you an excuse to do your John Kerry voice. John Kerry's family, the family jet, otherwise known as the Flying Squirrel, jets off to Idaho while he goes on the International Climate Tour.
Mr. President, I told you that what happened to me in Boston a couple of weeks ago was going to happen to me again. I need my own private government jet.
It's the only way. It's the only option, Howie. It's the only choice for someone like him.
And you know, once again, you know what this is? This isn't like somebody digging it out and getting a tip from somebody. This is like looking at public records.
It's like finding out someone
bought FAA. It's like the BLM mansion story.
It's like looking into a real estate listing. That's how complicated it is. Yeah, but this story in the New York Post, this is why I love them so much. They actually break down the math of this, and it's amazing how much he admits, Howie. 116 metric tons of carbon emissions, and I know he offputs it or offsets it or whatever it's called, but how many carbon credits from Howard Lawrence Carr does he need to buy to offset 116 metric tons of carbon emissions?
He'd need one of those pallets like they took, like the Obama people took to the Iranians so they could keep their terrorism campaigns going.
They would need to drop off pallets at Howie Carr's office door.
Wow. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, I saw that the average person in a car uses 4 tons of metric, whatever it is, a year. And one flight from Boston to Squaw Valley, which is where the flying squirrel was going this time, one jet, is more than 140 million. So you have to drive for 35 years, about 35 years in your bleep box to make as much of a carbon footprint as John Kerry does on one ski weekend.
Yeah, but if it makes you feel better.
And yet he is offended that anyone would question his commitment to ending global warming.
If it makes you feel better, Howie, soon you will be traveling at subsonic speeds. So the 35 years might be more like 30 years.
Yeah. I would like, 207, I would like someone to do an audit on John Kerry's offsets. I'm going to put it in a different way, 207. I would like someone to do a forensic audit. I guess it's not a crime, but I'd like to think of it as a crime. You know, like they do forensic audits to see if you're cheating on your taxes or some such thing.
Howie, can I read you two funny stories before I leave?
Yes, I always like funny stories.
Okay, so.
How about the alligator?
That was from last week.
No, this is a new alligator story. This is a 12-foot alligator in South Carolina.
Wow.
Did you see this?
12 feet?
They cut it open. Do you know what they found inside?
A license plate?
That's close. 5 dog tags.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And lots of other, you know, animal skeletal fragments and all kinds of weird stuff. Well, I think they actually may have found a license plate.
Died the dog.
Well,
died.
Speaking of, this is a great segue for this story. So Andrew Yang, who I usually think is like pretty decent with media and marketing because he has a pretty young following, he kind of stepped in dog bleep today. On National Pet Day, Andrew Yang remembers the dog he gave away. Did you see the story, Howard?
No. Did he send it to the farm?
I love that Judy Garland song, The Dog He Gave Away.
So hours after the New York City mayoral candidate received backlash for his call to crack down on unlicensed street vendors, Yang messed up again with a baffling tweet in honor of National Pet Day.
Wait a second. How is that a bad thing to say he wants to crack down on unlicensed street vendors?
Well,
I think that's a pretty good idea.
I'm sure that, you know, the woke youth didn't like it for some reason or another. But this is the tweet. On hashtag National Pets Day, celebrating our dog Grizzly, who we raised as a puppy but had to give away because one of our boys became allergic to him. Miss you, Grizz. Hashtag dogs for Yang. And then people started commenting back and going, did you really have to post this if you don't even have the dog anymore?
People on Twitter have got to get a sense of humor. Come on.
They have to get a life, more importantly. And then, Howie, I thought this would be a great side job for you.
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, that was awful.
Oh, that's Yang.
So, we did end up...
Company hiring Major League Baseball food tester to eat hot dogs at stadium.
What are they testing for, COVID?
No. Ready? This is one company is offering to pay someone to find out which stadium's hot dogs hit a home run. This is a contest. The winner will be given $500 as well as a budget for food and travel. The tester will be expected to travel to stadiums to taste their hot dogs. They have to review them.
You know who's already applied to this for this job? Chris Christie.
Howard.
Jerry Nadler.
That's
Jerry Nadler, too.
Nice.
But I was thinking Chris Christie loves to go to the stadiums and you know, where the Giants and the Jets play. And he runs up huge bills for pizza,
so they only,
and
they,
soft ice cream and hot dogs.
They get reimbursed for their time and their travel?
Yes, and they get $500.
And $500. So reimbursement for time. How do you reimburse for time if you're only getting $500 after
it's
that?
Not as easy to eat food as it used to be. Did you see? Here's another great story today, Grace. A horrible story. The family of a model in Vegas got $29 million. Did you see this?
Yeah, the peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, the peanut butter pretzels. She was doing a photo shoot for an advertisement, and they gave her some peanut butter pretzel on top of the ice cream, and she went into cardiac arrest, and now she's a quadriplegic, and she can only communicate by opening and closing her eyelids.
Yeah, really sad. I did see that story. Freaky.
Very bad.
But just a side note, just in case you were thinking about signing up for this gig. The tester will then have to review hot dogs based on appearance and color, flavor complexity, and the quality of meat, as well as bun quality and toppings.
Toppings. I don't have a problem with toppings. I wonder, can I go to Hadlock Field in Portland? Do they have Pinkies there? You know, Pinkies are the famous...
Well, that was going to be my question for you, Howie, is how do you dress your hot dogs?
I like chili on the hot dog, actually.
Wow. That's heavy.
Just an onions guy.
I just like a little ketchup and mustard. Nothing fancy. Maybe a little relish.
It's got to be Grey Poupon.
Okay, John Kerry.
I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. I can't take French's mustard. It's just not very good.
Okay, well, when you get on your flying squirrel and head back to Massachusetts, we'll make sure to have the Grey Poupon stacked.
I'm just going to leave that. After reading that horrible story today about the model, I'm going to leave the job for Chris Christie.
All righty. Well, Howie,
he's got a lot of spare time on his hands these days, you know.
That's so true. Oh, Howie, can I do one more story?
Sure.
Did you hear about this teacher in California who yelled at the kids?
I did.
We have to play this sound. I played this today, and I could have listened to it all day long. Her name is Alyssa Pirro. She's a high school teacher, and she's just yelling at these kids and talking down to them. And at one point she says, "Tell your parents to come at me." These teachers, and I'm not painting with a broad brush, I'm not saying all teachers, but some of these teachers have God complexes. They think they are God's gift to this earth. Listen to this woman.
Was she drinking anything? Could you see anything in a clear glass?
So we
did she use
like
the
that?
Mug tactic that I'm telling everybody about?
That's right. She learned something from that woman in Leominster or Leicester?
Yeah, the woman in Leicester had a clear wine glass, and it also had the sticker at the bottom. She didn't even take the time to take the sticker off, and she was smoking and blowing circles with the smoke. Now, this woman does not...
Smoke rings. Come on, Grace.
Sorry.
Smoke rings.
Howie, smoking barely existed when I was growing up. It's not my time.
She was very good at it. Too, right, by the way.
Yeah, she was an old pro. But this woman does not appear to have been drinking anything. She's just extremely angry. So let's play. Let's
start.
They
want her to go back to work. That's why she's angry.
That's what it boils down to. Cut 8.
Your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession. I would love to hear that. I know very little about anything else in the world other than education. Okay. However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me. Because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. I have never once gone to a doctor's appointment and tried to tell my medical health provider how to treat me. You know why? Because I know nothing about that. I didn't get my degree in medicine.
I have never heard a teacher.
She has a Jill Biden complex. She thinks her education degree equates to a medical degree.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there was a mug of some sort off camera.
There had to be.
Yeah.
First of all, that's Dr. Jill Biden to you, Howie. And
kind of
also
a struggling moment in there.
And also, yeah, she deserves, Dr. Jill does deserve our respect. She's the best Surgeon General we've ever had, according to Whoopi Goldberg. And I don't blame this teacher for getting so sassy with those kids, damn it, and their parents who want to learn, who want them to go to school. The nerve.
So much for the children.
For the children.
I'm doing this, kids, I'm yelling this for you. I'm doing this for the children. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks,
See you
Howie.
Later. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. IRA. Turn to Joe Biden. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/HowieCarr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Let's see what else this Alyssa Pirro has to say, the high school teacher out in California who's yelling at her class. And by the way, what time did this class take place?
9 o'clock.
That's probably true. That's probably true. At least she learned something from the Lester woman who was sitting there just sloshing it down in a clear glass and then smoking cigarettes afterwards. Cut number seven.
Themselves out. The haters did. They are forced to bring awareness to the situation that they are in because other people put them in that situation.
My question is, in your case, where is the white student union? Because we need all races.
You don't need
equality.
A white student union, Jake. Oh. You get everything.
You get everything. She's calling other people haters. She seems to have an anger management problem herself, does she not? And as in addition to perhaps other problems. 844-500-4242. Josh, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josh.
Howie, I think I would have more respect for President Biden, if he would come out and say, you know what, this is a very tragic shooting yesterday in Minneapolis, but it's not based on race or ethnicity.
He would, but you know, Josh, he'd never say that in a million years, would he?
Nope.
Because he doesn't want to take any heat. I can't believe I really have a lot of respect for the chief of police for basically saying that it was a riot, and it didn't have anything to do with the with race. It had to do with expired inspection stickers, and it's a problem that's going on here in Massachusetts. It's a problem that's going on in Minnesota, and we knew somebody was going to get into trouble because of this, and it happened in Minnesota, and now you have riots going on. Riots.